Well, Tony, well done. Another 1-0 win. One of your best performances of the season, I thought.
Yeah, it was very good. I think the disappointing thing is, again, is that we never scored more goals. You know, I think the quality of our football was first class. They started well, Norwich, first 15 minutes. You know, I thought the crowd and everything, you know, they were really bang on it. And we managed to see that through. And then as the game progressed, you know, we were definitely the more dominant force before half-time. Had good chances, unbelievable. Well, unbelievable chances. You know, the supporters will watch it tonight and won't believe how Dawes has not gone in. And we think we should have had a penalty with Solomon as well off the free kick that we worked on the side of the pitch, which is a, you know, a good free kick for us. Always a good free kick. But no, I don't think anybody can have any qualms that, you know, the best team has won today. The disappointing thing for me is that we've not scored more goals.
And a perfect start to the second half. Terrific header from Rondon, from a great delivery from James McLean.
I was worried at half time because we'd come in dominant. That you know, sometimes you go in at half time and it stops the flow of the game. And so I really got stuck into one or two just before we come out at half time. And it was really pleasing that they came out on their front foot. And you know, again, you know, I thought at times our football through the pitch was first class.
And great for him, Solomon, as well, because he's been halfway around the world.
Nah, Solomon's the problem. And again, you know, there's loads of issues that that happen that people don't understand and recognise. You know, the Palace game, we were bloody awful. And I mean awful. But we had seven of the players going away on home international duty. And that was, you know, unacceptable, that performance. But we've played well and we've done well in stages of games. There's only two games where we've been outstanding all the way through, and I think that was this game and the Villa game. So we've got to be more consistent through games, but keep being as resilient as we are as well. Because again, you know, the clean sheet gets us the 3 points. For all the opportunities and chances down one end, and there was quite a few today, that clean sheet, like I said to him afterwards, that clean sheet gets you the 3 points.
Because lots of Norwich corners, but the defensive discipline and the shape was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah, we work hard on lots of things. Mm. And I don't think, like I say, I don't think you get credit enough for stuff you do going forward. And I think that, you know, we do work hard on forward play as well. But, you know, you need that little bit of quality at times to get hold of it. We've missed James Morrison the last couple of weeks, but got two great results about him. So it's going to be difficult to leave anyone out next week after the two results we've had.
And just finally, a mention of Stefan Sessegnon, because I thought his backtracking and his defensive work was really good today, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was very good, Sess. You know, it's two great games. And what he needs to do now, as I said to him, you know, last week, he needs to follow this up now with another good game. Mm. It's not having two good games and then dropping off. He needs a good game next week and become consistent. And that's what we want. You know, I thought McLean was unbelievable today. It was an absolutely fantastic performance by James. Wonderful performance. And if we can get Sess going down that side of the pitch, that's what I want. In every team I've managed, I want wingers who are going to get down the sides of the pitch and get crosses in. Last week, you know, we're the highest crosses in the Premiership last week at home, and we hadn't done that all season. So, and I think we've got quite a few in the box today as well, which is encouraging.